Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
In the 112th renewal of Packers Vikings at Minnesota Sunday night, a decision and a couple of plays in the third quarter turned the game.
Trailing 10-7 at halftime, the Green Bay offense had generated all of 65 yards and run just 24 plays against one of the top defenses in football. On the second Green Bay possession of the third quarter, the Packers finally found some rhythm offensively. They drove 55 yards in 9 plays to the Minnesota 14-yard line, where it was 4th-and-1. Mike McCarthy sensed his team needed to complete their longest possession of the game with a touchdown rather than take a short field goal to tie, take the lead, and perhaps change the game against a defense that was on its heels for the first time. So McCarthy was bold, and he went for it on 4th down, knowing that if he missed, Minnesota would have a long field to operate against a Green Bay defense that had to that point contained the Vikings. Operating out of shotgun with James Starks alongside quarterback Aaron Rodgers, the Packers ran Starks into the line only to be denied by the Vikings. Now playing on that long field, the Minnesota offense made a couple of plays that turned the game. On 2nd-and-6, Sam Bradford hit Stephon Diggs for 46 yards to the Green Bay 37, flipping the field. 4 plays later, the duo hooked up again on a 25-yard touchdown pass, and the Vikings took a 10-point lead they would never relinquish.
In a knockdown, drag-out, black-and-blue NFC North Division clash, it was just a decision here and a couple of plays there that turned the game in favor of the purple. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.